The Gemara had an Ibaya here on the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Ibaya lohu. Mishum harvacha, oy dilma mishum v'lifnei iva loisita michshol. Why is it that Chazal v'goyzer lifnei edeyen, hein beloy edeyen, shal oyde kechavim shloisha yamin, asir lases v'lases imon, lahashima v'lishol mehem, lahavoysam v'lilvoys mehem, lefoyra v'lifra mehem. Is it related to harvacha? Meaning, because the Kechavim is going to be so happy with this business deal that he just did, that when it comes to Ziyayim Ha'ed, he's going to give Haidah to his Getchka, and you, the Yid, will be over the lav in the Torah of Lo Yisham Al-Picha. You shall not cause the Shem Elohim Acherim to even be mentioned, even though you're not saying it, but you can't cause it. That's the lav of Lo Yisham Al-Picha. Or is it related to V'lifnei Iva Lo Yisita Michshal? And the way Rashi explained the case, if you're going to sell him a behemoth, and he's going to be makriv l'avodah zarah, he'll be over the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And if he's going to be over the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, then what's going to emerge is you are now over a lav in the Torah of a lifnei iver, loy sitein michshal. The Pnei Yeshua in a tshuva. Now, the Shailos tshuva is Pnei Yeshua, was not written by the Pnei Yeshua. In fact, the Shailos HaTshuvos Pnei Yeshua was written by the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, more popularly known as the Baal Megine Shloima. But either way, the Pnei Yeshua Zeta, in Shailos HaTshuvos Pnei Yeshua, he asks a bomba kash. He says, it's mavur in the sugyas, and befrat in the Gemara later on Daf Yud Beis, that the Isser of the Pnei Edeim Shal Oib Dekechavim Shloisha Yamin is an Isser Derabbanan. So, freak the Pnei Yeshua, if the Isser is an Isser Derabbanan, what was the Gemara sad that the reason Chazal made this Isser is based on the fact that it says, V'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, V'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol is an Isser deraisa. And if V'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol is an Isser deraisa, and it's mevur in the sugyas that the Isser lifnei and dam shalev de kechavim, when Chazal made this takana, they treated it with the kulois of an Isser derabbanan, so it must be, it's not related to V'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol. Now you can ask me, isn't lo yisham al picha also an Isser derabbanan? Isser deraisa? So why is it any better? That's a conversation for another day. But the Pnei Yeshua is telling zich on the tzad, V'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, which is zicher an Isser deraisa. And if that's the case, fake the Pnei Yeshua in the tshuva, the zayd of the Pnei Yeshua. How could it be that the Gemara has a tzad that lifnei edem shloiv dekacham shloishi yomim is rated to lifnei iva v'leisite michshol? The iser lifnei edem shloiv dekacham is an iser derabbanon, and lifnei iva v'leisite michshol is without question an iser deraisa. Now the truth is that if you take a look in the Rishonim, it's not so poshut in the Rishonim that there's an iser deraisa of a lifnei iver loisita michshol when it comes to an ein Yehudi. If you look at the lashon of the Chinuch, and this is a mitzvah reish lamed beis, shaloi lahachshol tam baderech. The Chinuch says, loi lahachshol bnei Yisrael, lo seis lohem eitzara. Loi lahachshol bnei Yisrael, lo seis lohem eitzara. Bnei Yisrael. Right? Sounds like the iser is dafka to a yid. The Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Rambam talks about the Isser lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, it's in Mitzvos Lo Yisaseh, Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Tes. He shehizhironu mehachshu k'tzosenu es k'tzosenu be'etza. What does k'tzosenu mean? Einef an inzera. We are not allowed to be machshel es k'tzosenu. Einef an inzera. The Isser lifnei iver lo yisita michshol is dafka to be machshel ayid. Rabbeinu Yoina in Ashar Tshuva and Shar Shlishi, when he goes through all the Essen and the Lavin, so says Rabbeinu Yoina, it's in Ois Nun Beis, v'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, hus harnu bazeh shaloi lahoyrois es b'nei Yisrael. So the truth is, the Chinuch and the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, the Moinei HaMitzvahs, they all seem to be saying that this Isser v'lifnei iver loisita michshol is dafka a yid, not a guy. Now the emes is, in the Ches Chinuch, often art, in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, he's matmiya on the Chinuch. He says, I don't understand, how could the Chinuch say the word B'nai Yisrael? Did he forget the sugi in the beginning of Masech Tzavai Dezara? It's mefurish in the sugi of Masech Tzavai Dezara that the Isser l'fnei iver loisita michshol is true even for a Ben Noach. Right? First of all, the first sugi, Ibayelu, there's a tzad that l'fnei edem shaloyv t'chachavim shloisha yomim is related to l'fnei iver loisita michshol, and also Rab Nosson's memra, minayin shaloyoshet adam kais yayin shal v'nazir, and Eva Menachai Lebenayach. So you see twice in our sugya that there's an Isner of Lifnei Eva Leisita Mitchell, even when it comes to Benayach. This is the Michas Chinuch's grace of Kasha on the Chinuch. Everyone's matmi on the Michas Chinuch. It's not just the Chinuch. It's the Chinuch. It's the Rabbim Sefer Mitzvahs. It's Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva. Right? This seems to be a dover that's muskim in the Rishonim. So the truth is, from the Rishonim already, it would seem that even though there's a lav in the Torah of Lifnei Eva Leisita Mitchell, but that lav in the Torah is only true for a Yid, it's not true for a guy. So the Pnei Yeshua makes a diyak. How could the Gemara have it tzadetz lifnei eva loisita michshol? It's mavur that the iser of avodah zarah daf beis, the iser of the first parak of avodah zarah, is an iser rabbanon. If it's for lifnei eva loisita michshol, it shouldn't be an iser rabbanon. It should be an iser dairaisa. The teretz is it's the rishonim. You see, the rishonim held of the lifnei eva dairaisa is only for a Yid. Must be the lifnei eva in unzer esugya is an iser rabbanon. Meaning, it's still a chiddush in our sugya that there's a lifnei iver to Rabbanon, which all the Rishonim know, mechzchelich kasha. Of course there's a lifnei iver when it comes to a guy. Oh, but kamash v'lan, that iser is only a iser de Rabbanon, it's not iser de Raisa. But the truth is, as much as what we're saying now is very, very true, but the Pnei Yeshua's kasha is still a kasha. And the reason is, because it's mavur in the achroinim, and this was really the raid bite on Avodah Zarah Davov last machzor. So Ayin Sham, for this inyan a little bit more barichos, but the achroinim say that when the Rishonim say the chinuch, and say the Rabbam Sefer HaMitzvahs, and say Rabbeinu Yoyin and Shari Tshuva say Lifnei Eva Leisita Michshol is only true for a Yid, they were talking about the halach of Lifnei Eva Leisita Michshol that says you're not allowed to give an Eitzah She'eino Hegenes to someone. So if somebody asks you advice, you have to give him honest advice. That Isser is only true for a Yid, it's not true for an Eini Yehudi. But as it relates to the halacha, that's part of the umbrella of Lifnei Eva Leisita Michshol that says you're not allowed to be machshel someone to do an aveira. That it's poshet, say the Gedolei Achroinim, would be true even as it relates to a Benayach, and it would be l'chayra even an Issa Deiraisa as it relates to a Benayach. And the lumdis that the Achroinim say, Rabbi Chanan says it's a Kovet Shiurim, last machshel we spoke it out, the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakiv, is that the Lifnei Eva Leisita Michshol of Eitzah She'eino Hegenes, that's a Ben Adam L'chavera de Geisa. The Lifnei Eva Leisita Michshol, don't be machshel someone to do an Aveira, that's a Ben Adam L'makim de Geisa. You would think maybe it's Ben Adam L'chavera. But that, say the Achroinim, that's a Ben Adam L'makim de Geisa. Ben Adam L'chaveroi, all the Ben Adam L'chaveroi is only when it comes to a Yid. That's Pashit. Gazalakim, Inkam L'chaim L'hach. Those are all Negei Yidin. Ben Adam L'makim, that has nothing to do with a Yid or a Benayach. Meaning, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it when people do Averois, and as a result, I can't be a Goyrim, I can't be a Machshel of even someone else to do an Averois. So Mali, if that person that's doing the Averois is a Yid, Mali, if he's an Eini Yehudi. So although the Rishonim all seem to say B'nai Yisrael, but L'chayra, the Rishonim are talking about that Isser, as it relates to Eitzah She'eino Hegenes, which is Ben Adam L'chaveira. But as it relates to being Machshel, doing an Averois, that's Ben Adam L'makim. Again, this is the super abridged version of something that was a 20-minute plus raid bite in the Friyah de Gemachs. But the Pnei Yeshua is being medayik from our sugya, not like all this. He's being medayik as L'chayrish state in unzer sugya that even the Isser, Lifnei Eva Leisita Michshol, which states, thou shalt not be Machshel another Yid to do an Averois, even that Isser, as it relates to a Benayach, is only an Isser Rabban. Even the Ben Adam Makim Diga Lifnei Eva Leisita Michshol, when it comes to a Benayach, is only an Isser Rabban. Where do you see that, says the Pnei Yeshua? Because the Gemara has a tzad that Lifnei Edem Shloib Dikachavim is Asim Mishum Lifnei Eva, even though it's Mefurish in the Sugis, it's an Isser Rabban. In other words, the Gemara should have said, no way it's an Isser Lifnei Eva, because if it's an Isser Lifnei Eva, it would have been an Isser Raisa. Now, why is it not Lifnei Eva? That's a good kasha. Which, by the way, that's one of the kashas that the Rishonim Mucha, we mentioned the Rishonim ask a whole bunch of kashas on the Gemara. Right? That's one of the kashas that the Rishonim are bothered by. One side is it's Lo Yisham Al Picha, the other side is it's Lifnei Eva. And on the tzad that it's only because of Lo Yisham Al Picha, it's not Lifnei Eva, but one of Shach, there should be a problem over here of Lifnei Eva, right? But either way, this is the Pnei Yeshua's Deik. And to say Pshat in this Deik says the Pnei Yeshua Davar Niflo. He says that we learned the Gemara together a few days ago. The Gemara said on Daf Beis Amid Beis, Tani Rav Yosef, Omad Vayimoydeit Eretz, Rav Yater Goy, Mar Rav, Ebishta saw looked at something, Vayatagoy. Ro Zion mitzvah shekipla alayim b'nei noach. He saw the Zion mitzvahs that b'nei noach were makabel, v'loi kaimum, and they weren't makayim. Kivan shaloi kaimum, being that he saw they weren't makayim it, amad v'hitiron, he went up and he said, you know what? You're not being makayim it, don't worry about it. It's not something you have to do. Freit the Gemara, crappy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the b'nei noach weren't keeping the sheva mitzvah b'nei noach, so he said, you know what? No worries. Iskure isker? What? So the goyim are profiting, they're benefiting now? In kemotzinu chaytein isker? It can't be. Amad mabre the Ravina, let me know what it means. Not that they didn't have to keep. Of course they had to keep. But Ja'afal, Pisha Mekayimin Oysam, even when the B'nai Noach keep the Zion mitzvahs, in Mekablon Aleim Schar, they are not going to get Schar. Is that true? They don't get Schar? Didn't Rav Meir say, even Ovi Kechovim, that's Isaac Betoiris Kekoyim Gadol? Mar says, you're right, they're going to get Schar, but they're going to get Schar like an Eina Mitzvah Oysam. But said the B'nai Yeshua, the Zaydif and the Pnei Yeshua, the Bavli Ginnish Tloim in this Tshuva, that it's Mavur in this Gemara, that it was a Rav Ayatar Goyim, and where was it? Negeya, Luchayra was Negeya, that even when they do the mitzvahs, they're going to get Tzchalik and Eina Mitzvah Loisa. Once it was Rav Ayatar Goyim, at that point it means they're not really Mechuyiv and Mitzvah so much anymore. And if they're not really Mechuyiv and Mitzvah so much anymore, if that's the case, when you're machshel them to do an Aveira, Nunu, and if it's a Nunu, it's not going to be an Issadei Raisa. Meaning, you're right, really it should be an Issadei Raisa. Now, I understand. And all the Rishonim say it's only Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, that's the Benodim L'Chaveira component. But not to be Machshel, Malia Goya, Malia Yid. It's the same with the Fnei Yivalei Sita Michshel L'Chaveira. Yet it's Mavur in our Sugya that to be Machshel Goy to do an Aveira is only in Issa Rabbanu. Says the Pnei Yeshua, yeah, it's because of the Rav Yater Goy. Freitag Sam Sofer, and this is in a tshuva, it's in Choshem Mishpat, Simin Kuf Pei Hei. He brings the Pnei Yeshua, he says like this, Uberoisi Neflisi Al Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. I was mamish astonished when I saw this Pnei Yeshua. He says, Rabbeinu da Alma Kula. He said, the Pnei Yeshua said, because of the Gemara, Rav Yater Goyim said, they're not mechuyev so much. And as a result, what? There's no lifnei even da yiraisa v'tema. Ha-maskina ba-vegdazar daf gimel, she-hitter lehem shlo yikablu schar k'metzuva v'oysa. Abo miyanshi alayu. As it relates to the Oynish, as it relates to the ikachiv, of course they have a chiv. Nimtza ha-machshiv ha-mnoise mechshu lifnei even. He says, Niflesi, it's a pella that the Baal Megine Shlomo, this great Goyen who lived 100+ years before the Chassam Sofer, says it's a pella atzuma to me this house. He's telling to a Gemara what's going on over here. He didn't learn the Gemara properly. The Gemara says clearly that they're mechuyev. All it says in the Gemara is that if they do the mitzvah, they're going to get schar. Like it ain't a mitzvah, it's a good. They're getting clipped as it relates to the schar mitzvah. But in terms of the chiv, of course they have a chiv. And if that's the case, if they're over it, that means they're really being over it. And if they're really being over it, then there's no question in the world. There's no question in the world. There should be a lifnei iver day raisa. Says the Chassam Sofer l'chayr divrei apnei Yeshua tzrichin iyo. So lulei de mistafina. Maybe you could say a little bit of a mahalach here. And it's really behektim, a well-known shtickle from Moron HaGriz, and this is printed in Chedushei Moron Riz Halevi. It's in Sefer, and it's the very, very last piece. So we know that at the end of the Briskerov Sefer on the Rambam, he drukt certain mechtov, right? Certain letters that he corresponded with other people. We don't see the whole shaila and the tshuva. It's not 100% clear what's going on. But this big yisoidus in the mechtovim. And in the very, very last mechtov, the shoyol asked the Brisker Rav Akasha on the shoyness in the Rambam in a few different places. The Rambam, in a few places, talks about a ger toishav. So what's a ger toishav? A ger toishav is a ben noyach that keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Or in the words of the Rambam, it's a Ben Noach that was mekabel upon himself to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Just listen to a few of the Shemus of the Rambam. This is in Hilchas Yisur, Ebi Aperik Yidal Alach Azayin. Ezeu Ger Toishav. What's a Ger Toishav? Ze Goy, Shekibel Olav, Shaloi Yavoid Avoid Zoro, Imshar HaMitzvah Yishenetztavu B'nai Noach. He's someone that took upon himself that he won't be Oved Avodah Zarah and the other mitzvahs. I don't know why Avodah Zarah singled out in the Rambam. But he won't be Oved Avodah Zarah and the other mitzvahs b'nei noach. V'loi mo v'loi tovah. Meaning he didn't go through a proper geirus. A person like that, hareza mekablen oisai, v'hareyu mechasidei umoysa oilam. And he becomes from the chasidei umoysa oilam. But the Rambam's definition of a ger toishav is someone that's mekabel on himself, someone that's mekabel on himself to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, this is Perek Ches Halacha Yud. Listen to this. This is from the Shverer Rambams in Yad Chazak. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo hinchel ha-toyre v'ha-mitzvahs elul Yisrael. That part's not fair. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was mekabel the Torah and he was manchalit, he was only manchalit to the Yidden. Shenemar moirosho kihilah siakiv. Ulechol haroitzen v'yizgay misharo umos. Shenemar kechem kaget. Meaning, he was manchalit to the Yidden and to any person that wants to be megay. Avo misha loirotz, let's say somebody doesn't want to be megay, in koifenoiz mekabel Torah mitzvahs. There's no obligation to force conversions, right? That's not something we do. V'chein, says the Rambam, tziva Moshe Rabbeinu mipi agvura. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded mipi agvura, lokuf, to force, as kol boyeya oylem, every single person in the world, lekabel kol mitzvois and etzdava noyach. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, force a conversion upon all the members of the world. What, to keep tayag mitzvos? No. Obel lekabel kol mitzvois and etzdava noyach. The kol mishaloi kibel, any person that's not mekabel, yehorek is going to be killed. V'amikabel oislam, any person miboyi oylam that's mikabel who anikra ger toisha b'chol mokan v'tzarech lekabel olav b'fnei shloisha chadeh v'chol amikabel olav lomol v'avru olav shnei masa chodesh v'loi mol areza kemincha b'umas sakra malach yudav kol amikabel sheva mitzvahs, any person that's mikabel the sheva mitzvahs v'nizel asoisam, and he observes them areya mechasidei umas oylam v'yeish loy chelak loy lam haba. So the Rambam of Usha Yekabel Oysam, that's only if he made the Kabbalah, V'yasner Oysam B'pnei Shetziva Mem HaKadosh Baruch B'Torah. And he does it because the Eibishtu was Mitzavet. V'yidiyonu Aydei Moshe Rabbeinu, and he understands that Hashem commanded it, She'bnei Noyach Mikoydim Avalim Asom B'pnei Hechra Adas, Ein Zeger Toysha V'einu Mechassidu Oym Sa'olam Elo. He's not Chassidei Oym Sa'olam, he's Mechachmeyam. He's from the Chachmei Oym Sa'olam. There's a lot going on in these Rambams. Aber Ein Zach Shteik Klor in their Rambam. That there's an Inyan that a Ben Noyach should be makabel on himself. The Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu was nitzdava, lokuf as kol boye ha'olam lekabel kol mitzvah she nitzdava nayach. V'chol misha lo kibel yehore. The Rambam says, what's the definition of a ger toshav? Someone that's makabel. Ha makabel is mareya anika ger toshav. Rambam says it also in Hilchas Yisurei Bi'ah. Right, the same exact lashon. Izeu ger toshav. Ze goyshe kibel olav. Shlo yavid avoy dezar. Not just he doesn't do avoy dezar. He makes the kabbalah that he's not going to be avoy dezar. But the Rambam talks about his famous chasidei umay sa'olam. That ayesh lam chelik lo'lam haba. Right, even though the Mishnah Perek Chelik says, kol yisro ayesh lam chelik lo'lam haba. But that the Rambam already spoke in a Pirush HaMishnayis. It says, with the exception of three melachim arba adyotis, who are one of the four adyotis that don't have a chelik in olam haba, Bilam, what do you mean? He wasn't even a yid. Oh, so you see from here that there's something called chasidu umay sa'olam. But the Rambam talks about chasidei umay sa'olam. He says, kol amikadol shevim mitzvahs. V'nizal asoysam areza mechasidei umay sa'olam v'yesh l'chelik l'olam haba. Then the Rambam says he also has to be mekabel b'nei shenitzav, not because of hechra adas. Then he's not called chasidei, he's called chachmei, he doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. There's a lot going on in these Rambams. From the foundation, this is like more from the Rambams in the Zakdamah to Perek Chelek, and the Rambams in the Moira, right? This falls into that category of Rambams. But either ways, this is the Rambams Hashkof in terms of how the Ibishto wanted the world to be set up. But the bottom line is, the Shoyal asks Marin Agriz, he says, I understand. What does it mean for a Ben Noach to be Mekabel Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach? He's anyways Chayv and Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach. So if he's anyways Chayv and Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach, what are you being Mekabel? Meaning, if a Ben Noach wanted to become a Ger Tzedek, so okay, there's an Indian, be Mekabel Tayag Mitzvahs. He's not Chayv and Tayag Mitzvahs. So part and parcel is Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. But that's what you're supposed to do. But Sheva Mitzvahs is the Chayv V'Chayev. A Ben Noach is Chayv and Sheva Mitzvahs. So if a Ben Noach is Chayv and Sheva Mitzvahs, the Shoyal asks Marin Agriz, what does it mean that the Rambam keeps on saying, be Mekabel, be Mekabel, be Mekabel? How could you be Mekabel something you already have? What does it mean Mekabel? Try to visualize being Mekabel. What does it mean Mekabel? There's a Noisin and Mekabel, right? The Noisin is the guy that gives the $100. To be Mekabel is to know how to take it, right? That's what it means. You're Mekabel. How could you be Mekabel mitzvahs? Be Mekabel a chiv to do mitzvahs that you already have in your... You can't be Mekabel something in your pocket. Doesn't make sense. You have it already. So if that chayiv in the Sheva mitzvahs, was meant as Kabbalah Sheva mitzvahs? This is what the Shoyal asked the Briskerov. So Briskerov told him, Machstah Toys. He says, take a look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Beis Amid Beis, which is also Gemara in Bava Kama, that Flamed Ches, where it's Mavur in the Gemara, Rav Vayatir Goyim, that you see the Eibishter was matter the Sheva mitzvahs. Now, the Gemara's mavur that the Eibishter was mad to the Sheva Mitzvahs, klape what? Klape if you're going to go ahead and you're going to do it, you're going to get tzchal, like ena mitzvah v'voisa. Aba ha-miyah, state on the Gemara. Ein mikro yoytze midei pshutoi. Ra, it's a pasuk. Ra vayatir goyim. There's a heter. On some level, right now, the Yidden, or the Goyim, don't have the regular chi of Zion Mitzvahs. Where's it chal? It's not chal that if they don't want to observe it, they don't have to observe it. That's not where it's chal. it's chal that if they do it, they get chal like ena mitzvah v'vaisa. But klapi the fact that they get chal like ena mitzvah v'vaisa, they get the advarim is they taka ena mitzvah v'vaisa. Because rov v'yater goyim. But the point is, on some level, there was a v'yater goyim. Where there's a v'yater goyim, dotin is dumb mocking that it should be chal the kabbal. And that's where it's chal the kabbal. It's chal the kabbal of avifel, there's a heter. And there's a tzad heter. So where the heter is, now there's mocking all of a sudden for a new chalais. If they had it with the whole shleimus and a chanami, you can't be makabos only you have a shleimus. But they don't have a b'shleimus. They only have a b'miktas. And being that they only have a b'miktas, there's mokim now for it to be chal and nukabal. This is what Maron Agriz wrote in the Michtav. Nemesis, really, if you think about it, it's a chakira. Everything's a chakira. But it's a chakira, right? We mentioned the chakira for Rab Chaim ben Maron Agriz, why Eishes Loi turned into an etziv melech for those that are holding mit in the chumash here. Everything is a chakira. But it's a Chorashayla. The Gemara is mavur that the Bnei Noach have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But Agam, they have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. If they do it, they're going to get Schalike in a Mitzvah Voisa. Is the Geder that they're a regular Mitzvah Voisa? They're Chayiv in Sheva Mitzvahs no differently than we're Chayiv in Tayyak Mitzvahs. Narvas, for whatever reason, if they do the Mitzvah, even though they're mechuyev, so that really they should get schalak a mitzvah v'vaisa, they're going to get schalak a mitzvah. We mentioned it right on that base, Reb Itzela, which really comes from Rishonim, because if you're not doyeg and yore, so as a result, you don't deserve to get schalak a mitzvah v'vaisa. But regardless, is the pshat that really the mechuyev with the ganze ganzkei, it just so happens that there is this carve-out that for whatever reason, even if they do the mitzvah, they're going to get schalik in a mitzvah v'isa. Or is the gather that there's a klishos in the ikar chiyuv. There's a klishos in the mitzvah v'isa kite. And they're only mitzvah v'isa klape that if they violate it, they'll be punished. Abivas is negeya, if they are mekayim it, klape that they're in a mitzvah v'isa. From the fact that the Rambam keeps on saying there's an inyan that you could be mekabel, the Chayrish state a little bit of a lumdis, and that is that there's a chisorin in the mitzvah v'oisa. And being that there's a chisorin in the mitzvah v'oisa, so for that reason, there's mokim for it to be chal, now, a new kabbal. Truth is, if you take a look at Rashi, if you take a look at Rashi, in our sugyas over here, Rashi seems to have said this, and not just that, Rashi seemed to have doubled down. If you look at Rashi and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, right? What was the cheshbon of the Gemara? Tani Rav Yosef, Amid Vayemoydeid Eretz, Rav Yater Goy. Ma Ra, Ra Zayim, Mitzvah Shkibla Aleim, Bnei Noach, Vlai Kaimam, Kimit Shlai Kaimam, Amid Vayetirim. Feit the Gemara, Iskuri Iskar, Im Keim Atzinu Chayte In Iskar, Amar Ma Breder Ravino, Loi Mar, Sha'af Al Pisha Mekaimen Oysan, Ein Mekablin Alei. Zog Tehil Gerashi, Tap Rashi. Loi Mar Shem Mekaimen Vachulu. Hatora Zu, Loi Tevasam He. What was the Makshas Kasha? Iskuri Iskar. If they don't have to keep Torah mitzvahs, then it's a good thing for them, right? And for the Gemara, HaTorah Zu Loi Tevasami. Meaning it's true, Rava Yater Goyim. That's what sounds like Rashi's saying. But HaTorah Zu Loi Tevasami. Ela, She'en Mitzuvin L'Kaima. It's true they don't have to keep it. And being that they're not going to get schar, that's why it's not a good thing. The Gemara's kasha was, they're benefiting. Zok Rashi, it's not a toiva. You know why it's not a toiva? Because at the end of the day, you're looking at, oh wow, you don't have to keep Torah mitzvahs. Well, I'm going to look at it the other way around. You are not going to be rewarded like a mitzvah voice if you're going to keep the Zion mitzvahs. And if that's the case, HaTorah Zu Loi Tevasami. Rashi's saying, right, what's that lashon? Ela she'ein mitzuvin l'kayman. Ein mitzuvin l'kayman sounds like they taka don't have a chiyuv to be mekayim it. So if they don't have a chiyuv, so what's the point of the Gemara? The point is, although it's true, ein mitzuvin l'kayman, about Torah zu laf tevasami. And the reason it's not tevasami is because at the end of the day, mekayim loy mekablum schar, and that, at the end of the day, if you do the analysis, that's not going to be good. If you're not convinced, if you look at Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, this is in Perek Sher Shanok Chetal Behe, where the Gemara brings this exchange verbatim. There, Loi Mar Shafilu Mekayim Enoy Samachul. It's the same exact Dibra Maschel. Rashi over there says Sharei Einon Mitzuvin. They are not mitzuvah. Rashi's lashon is they're not mitzuvah. Avo Me Oinshin Loi Patron. Rashi over there says they're not going to be potter from an oinish. It sounds like from both Rashi's that really, the gedder of Rava Yater Goyim was, it was a full-fledged Rava Yater Goyim. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. It was a full-fledged Rava Yater Goyim. Norvas, Rashi saying that it's still not considered Toivasam, number one, because they're losing out. That's the Knechen of Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. Because at the end of the day, Mikamel Mikamel Chesed, it can't be a good thing. The way Rashi Knechens it in Bava Kamel Amat Chesed Adalef, which sounds maybe not the same, but it's at the end of the day, they're still going to be punished. They're going to be punished. They're Mitzvah Voisam. The Teretz is, they're not Mitzvah Voisam. We're not spouting the Mitzvah Voisam. They are not Mitzvah Voisam. In our Gemara, the way Rashi seems to knitch the punchline, so why then is it not a good thing because the Maisi are losing out on the Schar Mitzvah? In Bava Kamel Amud Ches, Rashi seems to be saying at the end of the day, you're not going to be rewarded. But you're going to be punished. But the point is that when it was Rava Yatir Goyim, it wasn't just like a knitch in the Rava Yatir Goyim. It was a full-fledged Rava Yatir Goyim. Emesis. Come back to Avodah Zarah Daf Vav. I'm just learning a few Rashis here. Avodah Zarah Daf Vav Amalaf. Unzer Rashi. We read the first half of the Rashi when we learned the Daf. Now we're going to read the second half of the Rashi. V'lifne Iver. Right? What did Rashi say? We'll chaz at the beginning. The Mazmalei Behem Makbil Vedas Kechav. Ubnei Noach Nitzdav Olel Di Achz Shev Dal Mispes San Hedjan Daf Nunvav. So, Rashi, I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara hat that tzad, that what? That it could be the pshat and the iser of our Mishnah is related to Lifnei Ivar. Frank Rashi, what's going on here? Frank Rashi, well, I don't Lifnei Ivar, didn't we just learn the Gemara, Omad Vehitiron? Zok Rashi, Niyu al Yavru al Yodecha, it's true, but you don't cause them to sin. Shari Asidin Hein Lise, Riten Esadin, Al She'im Mekaymen Oysoi, Va'af Al Pisha Ein Lohem Schar Bekiyu. And even though they don't get schar, and therefore it's a shy, what the gear says, cover Yisrael Mishum Lifnei Iver Lo Yisit HaNichshol. Rashi's bothered with Akasha. Rashi saw the Gemara Lifnei Iver, Frank Rashi. What about the Gemara and that base? What's Art Rashi from the Gemara and that base? The Mechuyiv 100%. If they do the mitzvah, it's from Itzel and Petterberger's Musa. They're going to get schar like in a mitzvah of Oysna. The Teretz, it's Rashi Lushitosa, because Rashi clearly learns that the Rabbi Yatagoy means they're out. There's the Iker Chiv of Sheva Mitzvah Nayach is something that's null and void. It doesn't exist anymore. Norvas, they'll still be punished on some level for being over the Averis. There's going to be Epis Vasa. Asidin Litin Esadin, that's Rashi's Lashon over here in Davav. Baba Kamal Amit Ches, there's going to be some sort of Einish. Do you do the mitzvah? You're an Einim Mitzvah Vaisa. For sure, yeah, that's easy. That's easy why you're an Einim Mitzvah Vaisa. Because there was a Rabbi Yatir Goyim. But Shitas Rashi seems to be very sharp. That Rashi seems to be saying that the Einim Mitzvah Vaisa is because it was a real Rabbi Yatir Goyim. And the Goyim attack and not Mechuyev at all to keep the Shem Mitzvah Neinoyah. If that's the case, Shitas HaRambam is Meir Mamish. The Rambam saying that, of course, Aben Noach has no chiv anymore to keep Sheva Mitzvah Neinach. Now he'll get punished. So, you know, the joke's still on you. But at the end of the day, there's no chiv. If there's no chiv, how do you become a Gertoyshev? You keep Sheva Mitzvahs. So there's Avada. It's been a Kabbalah where you're a Mechuyev and you're a Mitzvah Vaisa. So now God will have a Mitzvah Vaisa. Now you can get Olam Abba. You can be considered Mechasidei Umay Sa'olam. But the point is, it's for sure mavur in the sugya in Avodah Zarah that there's on some level a Rava Yatir Goyim. Is it only klapi that if you do the mitzvah you're gonna get tzchal again mitzvah vaisa, but klapi the tzad avera for that you're a regular mitzvah vaisa? Is it like is a shtikel mavur done Rashi that the gedder of the Rava Yatir Goyim was that the goyim were made 100% in the mitzvah vaisa, but al kaponim you see for sure that the chiv that a ben noyach has, unless he's mekabel shev mitzvah ben noyach and then he becomes a ger toshav, then he's a different inyan, but the chiv for a ben noyach to keep the shev mitzvah ben noyach is not a full fledged chiv. On some level there was a Rava Yatir Goyim. If that's the case, it's a posh the tzustal to this Chuvas Pnei Yeshua that Chassam Sofer said Uberoisin Afleisi. It was a plea to me. How could it be that if a yid is machshel another yid to do an avera, he's over lifnei even leisit the mitzvah midei raisa? But if he's over ben noyach, he's only going to be machshel ben noyach. He's only going to be over in Issad Rabbanon. L'chayr Mali Yisrael Mali ben noyach. He should be over the Issad Raisa. And the Pnei Yeshua said, take a look at the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Rav Yatir Goyin. Vos state in Yena Gemara. State in Yena Gemara that the Bnei Noyach are in a mitzvah voisa. Are they only in a mitzvah voisa in more of a lumbis klape? If they do the mitzvah, they get schalik in a mitzvah voisa. Are they in a mitzvah voisa 100% legami? Why would they be punished? Okay, so you have to say there'll be a seed and litin as adim because you got yourself into this mess. But the bottom line is, on some level, there's a Rava Yatir Goyim if that's the case. And zicha l'shitas Rashi. So they're not regular michayuvim. If they're not regular michayuvim, it's pasha. Why there wouldn't be a lifnei evil leisit and mishul deirais? But Rambam, this is the greatest chiddush of the tshuvas pnei yeshua that Chassam Sofer was matmiya, and that is that it's mavur in the sugyas here in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. That as much as it's true that there's a lifnei evil leisit and mishul when it comes to benayich, everyone knows it from the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Everyone knows it from Rab Nosson's memra that you're not allowed to be moishet even ben achay to benayich. But it's mavur that is said the pnei yeshua is only nisad rabbanim, and this we're saying is not even related to the diik in the Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Yishlamit Beis and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs Loisa Sei Reish Sadik Tez and Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva and Shari Gimel, where they all say Lifnei Iver is Daf Ketui, because that Achreinim say is true by the Ben Adam L'Chaveira the component of Lifnei Iver Leisita Mechshol. Pnei Yeshua is being Medayikid even when it comes to being Machshol Benoich with an Isser, which is the Ben Adam L'Makim the Gesser. What's his reasoning? It's based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, and it comes to the lumdis of understanding some of these greater Rambams, which we're going to have to revisit. But these Rambams here in Perik of Hilchas Malachim Alachetes Alachayud, it goes to the core of understanding a Ger Toshav, that there's an Indian that a Benayach who wants to be a Toshav has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. There's no such thing a Yid being Mekabel Mitzvahs. A Benayach being Mekabel Mitzvahs based on the Gemara of Yisrael. Oh, and that's the case. That means if he's not Mekabel on some level, he's an Eidim Mitzvah of Isa. That would explain why if you machshel him from doing an Aveir, you're not over the regular Isa Deiraisa of the Lifnei Iver.